And a new initiative showcasing a network of 9 diverse grasslands around Ireland will be launched today in the Burren by Heritage Minister Malcolm Noonan. It's called the Grasslands Trail, a tour through the amazing diversity of Ireland's semi-natural grasslands. Dr. Maria Long, grassland ecologist with the National Parks and Wildlife Services, is on the line. Dr. Long, good morning to you. And why is this such an exciting development from your point of view?
Good morning. I'm so excited to be launching this initiative today. You know what? Semi-natural grasslands, they're the unsung heroes across our landscape. They're kind of hidden in plain sight. A lot of people will recognise a woodland or a bogland quite easily, but maybe not recognise a species-rich grassland. So I think this is a great opportunity to raise awareness, to get people to stop and think, to visit and experience some of these sites.
And we're used to seeing rolling green countryside, but is this about seeing rolling green countryside that has lots of different species dotted into all that green?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's about getting people to think that not all grasslands are the same. So we do need the rolling green countryside. We need the fields, some of our grasslands to be where food production is prioritised, but we also need to recognise the values for these more species-rich grasslands, and we do want to see those scattered across the countryside. They give us absolutely so much. They provide food for all sorts of wild creatures, as well as providing very good food and very balanced diet for our domestic stock. They're very important for storing carbon, and that's something that's often missing from the story. Very important for the quality of their soils, for water movement across the landscape. So yeah, absolutely. It's about welcoming in the diversity that are found in these sites, taking the little bit of extra time that's needed to spot them and recognise them and understanding a bit more of what they do.
And it really is the time of the year, isn't it, to go to the Burren? This is the time of the year when all those, because it's about having poor land, unfertilised land, isn't it, that can deliver all these extra species and attract in so much wildlife.
Yeah, absolutely. No better time now that we're in summer to come and see these grasslands. There's 9 sites. They're all across the countryside. They have varying soils, but you're right. They tend to be on the middling to low end of fertility because that allows a diversity of species to thrive rather than a small number of nutrient hungry species. But I would encourage people, wherever you are in the country, have a look. Go to the website, greatirishgrasslands.ie. See which one is closest to you, or maybe you're going to go on holidays. And you will see beautiful flowers. But you know what? I also want to get the message out about a little bit of recalibration. The showiest sites are not always the most diverse or the most special. So we also need to maybe recalibrate and start to see the beauty in the ordinary and realise that a very diverse grassland will not always be very flowery. It's not always going to look like a flower bed. But as long as it's diverse, as long as it's well managed, adequately managed, it'll be good for the creatures that use it and rely on it.
Well, look, we leave you, get back on the road and go off to that launch in the Burren. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning. GreatIrishGrasslands.ie, Dr. Maria Long, thank you.